All right. That was Speed Kills, man. Cliff Branch. We were just talking with some of our viewers on YouTube Live. We do converse with everybody during the breaks on video. And they were asking us if his role was going to be replaced by Ruggs. And yes, Speed is back. But we certainly miss that gentleman. All right. We're in the home stretch here. And we wanted to ask the question to close out our last hour show. Again, after this week, we're going to go back to 2 hours after next week's holiday break. And guys, here's the question. There's still some free agents out there. Q's celebrating the holiday already. He's ready. He's ready.
Jamal Adams.
I'm ready for 2 hours.
I know, me too. We're going to have plenty, especially as we get close to camp. So here's the question, guys, and I'll start with you, Q. Of free agents, now, Chaz just was screaming Jamal Adams, who's not technically a free agent he has to be traded for, but is there somebody that's on the street, so to speak, Q, that you think would be additive, would help at a position of need for the Raiders right now that they should go out and sign?
Well, it's easy to say Jadeveon Clowney, just because you add another guy to the defensive line, I think it'd be really good. But I'm going to flip the script, and I'm going to go with Devontae Freeman. I think that he's a guy who, even though he wants too much money and he's not going to get it from anybody, I think he's a guy that could come in and really spell Josh Jacobs and be a veteran that knows what he's doing. And I know a lot of people expect Lynn Bowden Jr. to go in and right away be that guy, but I just know Devontae Freeman has got some skins on the wall. He's been there, done that. He was a really dynamic running back at some point. I think he'd be a good addition to the Raiders' backfield and kind of slowly help bring Lynn Bowden Jr. along as well. And if you look at different positions on the Raiders right now on their roster, they have a lot of young guys, but they'll have a veteran in front of them where once they're able to take the reins, then they can do that. You know, like Prince Makamura, maybe he'll take the role for over Damon Arnett originally. And then when Arnett's ready, then he'll take that spot. I saw someone mention LaMarcus Joyner and Amik Robertson. Same thing. Joyner will probably start out the slot. And then sometime throughout the season, Amik Robertson will probably take over when he's comfortable. I think the same thing could be said for Devontae Freeman, the running back, and then make way for Lynn Bowden Jr. at another time.
Right. We saw that with the Jason Witten signing, right? You know, Gruden likes to bring in these veterans and just have that stable. We saw back in the early 2000s, right, when he brought in Jerry Rice and Rod Woodson and, you know, a bunch of huge amount of these veterans. Just that's what John Gruden likes to do. So, I hate to be the Debbie Downer, but since Kelly's not here, I have to do it. I know the Raiders only have about $8 million in salary cap. And I think they need about $9.5 million to sign all these rookies they just drafted. So I don't even think that they'd be able to get a free agent. But, you know, I'm with you. You bring in a Clowney, obviously, you know, if we're talking about dream scenarios, or somebody, you know, like a Michael Bennett, somebody that's been there that can talk to him, and, you know, Aqib Talib, you know.
Keep Bennett out of Vegas. Keep Bennett out of Vegas.
Right.
That's no,
didn't we talk about that last week? I'm worried about that a little bit.
Yeah, and to me though, it's you can never be too deep at any position. But I didn't see any. I thought maybe there's a couple good guys on offensive line. I know everybody talks about how great the Raiders offensive line is, but you know, you go two or three deep, and there's an opportunity. You might be able to get somebody cheap that's on the street. There's a couple guys out there. Some of them older, like Warford and some of these other guys. But other than that, to me, the bigger names, yeah, Clowney, I get it. I just don't think. I don't know. I don't think even at 27, he's the guy you want to go with. I think they like what they're doing on that young defensive line. And until you see it perform. And so to me, to your point about the salary cap too, Chaz, I don't see them going out and signing anybody unless you have an injury. Now, if you have an injury in camp, especially with this weird year, that could happen very quickly. But overall, I kind of like what the Raiders have done. And even where they have spots where they might have some holes, I think you just roll with it and you go with your plan. And it seems like, Q, that's what the Raiders have been doing for the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's what it feels like that they're doing. It feels like that's what they're going to do, you know. And I know I mentioned Devontae Freeman. A couple people said, well, what about Jalen Richard? And I think he's a really good pass catcher out of the backfield. I think he's a really good blocker. I don't know that he's the guy that I want running between the tackles all the time. And I know we talked to Devontae Booker. You know, he's on the roster right now, but I just don't know if he makes it. You know, I think he's going to have a real tough camp battle. And if he makes it, then he might be that Devontae Freeman guy, and they don't need it, so they can stand pat, like you're saying. But if he's, you know, if he's not 100% healthy, or if he's not just what they're looking for as far as explosiveness, then a guy like Devontae Freeman would be very, very critical and I think beneficial to the roster.
Well, guys, what about but when you look at holes going into the, what is the biggest concern you have? Because if they were going to go out and get a free agent, it has to be at a point of need. And if you look at this roster today, before we get into camp, again, we're just making wild assumptions here because of the fact that we haven't seen anybody on the field yet. What's the biggest weakness?
Safety, corner, somewhere on the defense, right?
Yeah, I would say on the defensive side of the ball, I think that the offense is pretty solid. I really do. We've had a couple people say kicker. That's very valid as well. You know, there should be a good kicking battle going on in training camp as well. The kicking game has to be a lot better, so that could be it too.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, special teams is huge. You know, you saw it, that Al Davis, first and foremost, you draft in a kicker and a punter in the first round. That's obviously a big part of it. And the return game, right, we talked about earlier, you know, you get some, you know, some great returner, then there you're talking about field position. Football is a game of field position. And you get a guy that's setting you up on the 35, 40 yard line every time instead of starting on the 20, 25. It's a huge advantage.
It is. All right. Well, we are up against the end of the show. We got about a minute left. I know. Cute. I know. It's the last time we got to go an hour. Then we get our second hour back. 2 hours, baby. We get our second hour back. But listen, next week, we're going to have a best of Silver and Black today with some great interviews. I know. Imagine that. We're taking the weekend off for Independence Day so that everybody can reflect on what that means. But right. But honestly, we can't wait to get back to 2 hours. We're going to have some big guests on July 12th. So make sure you stay tuned. Want to thank everybody here for joining us. But guys, when we look at what's happening with the Raiders, we're a couple weeks away now, about 3.5 before we start getting into camp. I think news is going to be a little hard to come by. You're going to start going through some more withdrawal if you haven't already started doing it. But we're going to keep you up to date. Q, tell them a little bit about your Locked In podcast.